He's amused Cam Newton.
Just ask that question one more time.
He's been insulted by Charles Barkley.
When some idiot in the press asked him, if you know what you know now, what you have scheduled this game?
He's interviewed Matthew McConaughey.
I do say go Tar-Hill.
And he's taken on Big Blue Nation.
He's just completely taken the wind out of my sails.
It's time for The Drive with Josh Graham.
Welcome to a Tuesday Drive. You are listening to WSJS, News Talk Sports for the Triad, where when we were kids, we were all taught some version of, if a boy was being mean to a girl, that meant what? That he liked her. He just likes her. Don't cry, Sally. That's why he's doing that to you. And when we grew older, there were other versions of this. Often it's, if someone tells you enough times they don't want something, it probably means that they do. All right, Becca, I hear you. You don't want any drama. Cool. Yes, I believe you. Or your buddy who constantly tells you how many months sober they are and that they don't even think about drinking anymore. Cool. Got it, Robert. Don't know why I made that, Robert.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Just a random name.
I see.
Totally not talking about former producer of this show, Robert Walsh. Maybe I am. Who knows? You can arrive at your own conclusions. Relating this to the Carolina Panthers, though, they've got the number one pick, and it's Pro Days week, with C.J. Stroud throwing tomorrow at Ohio State, Bryce Young on Thursday down in Tuscaloosa, and Will Levis in Lexington, Kentucky on Friday. Scott Fitterer and Frank Reich, they're expected to be in attendance for all three, and here was the takeaway from their press conference yesterday. The Carolina Panthers are trying very, very hard to convince us C.J. Stroud isn't the guy. Our minds aren't made up about this. Nah, we're still going through the process. Let's back up 3 weeks to the combine. 3 weeks ago, Scott Fitterer said it would be irresponsible to make a move up, trading up in the draft without knowing what you're going to do. In other words, it could hurt your team. It would be negligence if you move up and give up valuable capital, like giving up DJ Moore, if you didn't know what you were getting in return. You got to move up with conviction. You can't do it without conviction. So Scott Fitterer was prepared yesterday, and Scott said they do have conviction. They do have conviction with this move that they made.
You trade up because you had one quarterback you wanted.
We at the combine said, if you're going to go up, you better have conviction. And we have conviction on players at that top that we feel good about.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into it, but we feel good about being in this position.
How many? That's what Joe Person followed with. A great question. Players? Yeah, players we feel good about. Please, Texans, give us some draft picks back. Just in case you want to take Bryce Young, so that way we could still get our guy at number two. Bryce Young's size is obviously a concern. He would be the smallest and thinnest player to ever go number one in the draft. But how much does size matter? How much does size factor into Frank Reich's evaluation? He says that's a secret worth protecting.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like giving the proprietary formula for Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know why that just came out like that. Not that I want to put my evaluation of quarterbacks, you know, on that level of, you know, no, but that's what's unique about every club, right? I mean, we all weight it slightly different.
It's like giving up the recipe for KFC.
I guess we figured out what his favorite fast food is.
He does know they have the number one pick, right? That it frankly does not matter. Frankly, using a pun. It does not matter if you gave out the KFC recipe to everyone because nobody's picking in front of you. You can, right now, they can say everything. And it would not matter one iota on what they do draft night. They can be completely honest. That's why this song and dance, it's so frustrating. And the reason why they're going through it is because, again, there's a chance that they could potentially make a move back to number two with the Texans and get some stuff back in order to still take C.J. Stroud at number two, is my belief. That's what I believe they're doing here. And also, just out of respect to the other quarterbacks. They've already committed to go to these pro days and potentially have dinner with some of these coaches and players. They don't want to let the cat completely out of the bag yet. They don't have to do it, so they're not going to do it. But they're really trying hard to convince us that C.J. Stroud isn't the guy, even though it's so obvious Frank Reich has a type. He has a type. Let me list off the quarterbacks that he's coached, either in a quarterback's coach capacity, offensive coordinator capacity, or head coaching capacity over the last dozen years. And you let me know if there's a trend here. Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Jacoby Brissett, Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, all pocket passers, all 6'4 or taller. Bryce Young is 5'10. C.J. Stroud is 6'3. Frank Reich knows this. He knows how obvious it is to all of us that he has a type. Here he is trying to get us to think otherwise, though, by bringing up a very specific example.
Everything matters. All those conversations matter, especially when it's, you know, Scott Fitter, you know, it's the GM, and he's talking about a guy like Russell Wilson, who, by the way, I had a very high grade on. You don't have to read anything into that, but I don't mind telling you that I had a high grade on Russell Wilson, okay? But don't read anything into it. I'm just saying that because all these people are putting this label on me that I only work with big quarterbacks. Don't read anything into that.
Okay. Did you have him first round pick?
Play reverse psychology.
Great question by David Newton there at the end. Did you have him as a first round pick? Because he went in the third. This is the funny thing. Oh, I had a very high grade on Russell Wilson. Don't you think, WD, he's saying that to make you think, oh, that means if it was his decision in 2012, he would have taken him first off the board, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Do you know what draft Russell Wilson was in? The 2012 draft. Andrew Luck was the number one pick and Robert Griffin III. I'm not doubting, Frank Reich, that Bryce Young is pretty high up on your board. I'm not doubting that. But I bet you C.J. Stroud is higher. That's what I'm saying. I don't doubt what you're saying is true, that Russell Wilson was pretty high up on our board. I guarantee you he was not higher than Andrew Luck. He wasn't even higher probably than RG3. So take the sign. When somebody's trying very hard, too hard to convince you of something, that they don't want something, that they're not going to do something, odds are you should be suspicious that they're going to do that thing. On Twitter, at WSJS Radio, if you want in. We are streaming video on YouTube, Twitch, and on that Twitter page. And we've got new stuff here in the studio. Shout out to the Carolina Thunderbirds. Got this jersey up. Shout out to my brother, who thought we needed some MJ here in the studio. No brain, no gain.
It looks good over there. Like, it's more full and just flourishing.
I'd never seen this poster before. I'd never seen this piece of marketing. That's why I like it so much.
I've seen it before.
You've never seen it. Well, if you have seen it, let me know. WD apparently has. Shifting things. Man, even in ACC circles, the triad can't catch a break. As we just always seem to be the brunt of every joke, we seem to be the punching bag for someone. Like in the past, it's Jim Boeheim, of course, setting his sights on Greensboro. Then the university presidents made it their mission, their prerogative, to get league headquarters out of the triad for some reason. Oh, it's the airport. Here's a private plane. You know, it's branding. Okay, we have a building that Bruce Springsteen's going to be performing at the end of this week. We'll name the building after you.
I have tremendous respect for Commissioner Phillips.
Yeah, let's just move this thing down the road to Charlotte. Still haven't been given something that Charlotte can bring that Greensboro can't. I don't suspect we'll ever get that answer. But it's never Raleigh. It's never Charlotte that catches those jabs. It's always Greensboro. It's always the triad. And the reason I brought in it to the triad is because today, Winston-Salem caught a stray. And it wasn't from that coach known to wear orange. It's another one. Dabo Swinney, headline in the Greenville News. Dabo Swinney wants a Clemson football international game, saying, quote, all we ever get to do is go to Winston-Salem. Okay, now. You could have made that point without throwing Winston-Salem under the bus. Why don't you do the fun rivalry thing that you used to do, or what old ball coach did all the time at South Carolina, and just make it Columbia? All we get to do is go to Columbia and throw your rival under the bus. Why's it got to be Wake Forest, the place that you actually struggled to play the most on the road a year ago? Why? It's not a nice thing to do. You could have just... And by the way, who's stopping you from going on an international trip? Clemson pours tons of money into football. You seem to be a central part of the football scheduling process, or at least I would hope you are. But let's be fair to Dabo. Let's read the full quote that he gave here, or let's read from the Greenville News. Sweeney said he's a bit envious of Clemson basketball coach Brad Brownell and some of the Faraway locals where he's been able to take his team to play in recent years. Quote, all we ever get to do is go to like Winston-Salem and places like that. Brownell and the boys, they got to go to Hawaii, Italy. Hey, spread the love a little bit. This is the part where Dabo lacks self-awareness, and the lack of self-awareness is frankly astounding. Has there ever been a Clemson football coach who was envious of what basketball got? Right? We've heard the stories about how the Clemson basketball coach way back in the day was critical about all the resources being put into football relative to basketball. And then the next day, that assistant coach got fired. We've heard like those rumblings of how basketball kind of gets left out. Football, that's all anybody cares about at Clemson. Yet here's Dabo, who gets it all. And, oh yeah, we're just going to point out a thing that Brad Brownell gets, saying that we want that too. And the other piece of self-awareness that it lacks, by almost every single measure, short of the football team that plays in the city, Winston-Salem is a far better city than Clemson, South Carolina. And here's how I know that. Whenever anybody goes to football games in Clemson, they don't stay in Clemson. They go to Greenville. Yeah. Like, who says, I'm going to Clemson for the weekend? Nobody. Winston-Salem's like 13 times the size. We have actual things that matter that are from here. Tell me something that's from little old Clemp. Nobody even knows what Clemson, South Carolina is. They just assume that I think South Carolina is in Charleston or Greenville or Columbia. What was that?
That was a troll.
Yeah. I think they just assumed that. Like, I remember there's the video. They're playing in the national championship. They're doing one of those mega casts. And Bill Walton asks Jay Billis sitting there, hey, where is Clemson? And Jay Billis responds, Clemson. It's where they're at. Clemson, South Carolina. We have Texas Pete, Krispy Kreme. What do you got, Clemson? You got the Tigers. Cool. Great football team. We got it. We understand that. We're not trying to say our team that we have here is better than that program over there. But our city is.
That was a troll.
Oh, yeah. So we get to go to places like Winston-Salem. Maybe he hates places like Winston-Salem because he has to live in Clemson, South Carolina. There's a thought. Get out of here with that.
The Drive with Josh Graham, only on WSJS.
I will share with you the name of the new puppy that Sarah Bradford and I got today in just a few minutes to kick off weekly positivity. We also have Three Doors Down tickets to give away in weekly positivity as well. But WD, we learned something right before the show, that this past weekend was your birthday.
Yes, it was on Saturday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And what a great gift from Ian Eagle last hour. Just warms my heart that offhand he's referring to you as the WD now. And he gave you the Caddyshack recommendation last time. And now we're looking for, well... How did Ian put it?
WD needs more of a thinking man's picture.
And he recommended Shawshank Redemption, but you've already seen it.
I have, and wow. I spoke right up.
First experience that we've had with this segment where somebody recommended something, and you said, contraire, I already know about Zaywataneo.
That's right.
I know all about it.
Now, he started to get a little carried away thinking like, all right, I'm like almost there. I'm like, easy, Ian. We got a ways to go.
So here's my birthday gift to you. Pulp Fiction is going to be the movie this week.
Let's go.
It's time.
Finally.
Now that Ian Eagle, who again was trying to help us find you a certain kind of picture.
WD needs more of a thinking man's picture.
Since that happened, I think that was the final test to prove that you're ready. Now that you've said you've seen a movie that's been recommended and you've already watched a Quentin Tarantino movie, I think you're ready for Pulp Fiction. That is your movie.
I'm buckled in. I'm ready. I'm excited.
He'll review it in a couple of days. Happy birthday. That's your gift.
Thank you.
If you missed that conversation with Ian Eagle, it's going to be up on YouTube shortly, in addition to our podcast channel. Appreciate him dropping by. If you already listened that way, two thumbs up to you. Now it's time for weekly positivity. Oh, yeah. Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. That's a reference to Pulp Fiction, which you don't understand
yet. I figured it was, because I had no clue.
336-777-1600 is the phone number if you want to tell us something good. If you're the first to call in, you get tickets to see Three Doors Down during their Away from the Sun anniversary tour. Candlebox will be with them, and it's one of your pick your own adventures. Red Hat Amphitheater in Raleigh in August, or in early September, the Skyla Credit Union Amphitheater in Charlotte. Tickets aren't even available yet. They're on sale Friday. So 336-777-1600, the first to call in and tell us something good, will get tickets to that show. WD, I think I've buried the lead long enough. Sarah Bradford and I got a puppy today.
You did?
I haven't met the puppy yet because I've been on air, but her name is Willow. That's the name of our new pup that we're very excited to meet. Where I am, Sarah Bradford sending me a ton of pictures. Yes, I know that's a Taylor Swift song. No, that's not a coincidence. Let's go to Kyle, the Amazon driver, who has something good for us. WD and I met Kyle, the Amazon driver, and his dad at the Greensboro Coliseum over the weekend. Am I trampling all over your weekly positivity, Kyle?
Absolutely not, Josh. It was so good to meet you and see Will. I talked to Dennis Cox a little bit, got to show some love to him. But just as I told Will, it's always kind of weird for me meeting people in that setting because you guys are working, and man, were you guys working. You were from here to there. When I was there, you were here. When you were here, I was there. It was amazing to watch you guys go full-blown media mode.
It's a lot of walking. A lot of walking for us, but we were sitting right next to our friend Ian Eagle. Like, he was two seats down from
me. I actually pointed that out to my dad. I said, Josh doesn't move down right beside the commentators.
Yeah, he was nice enough to come on my radio show about an hour ago. That was cool.
I did listen a little bit, but I had to come to flip class to watch my son flip around. But I just wanted to say on positivity that Greensboro did a wonderful job with March Madness. I don't see why they would go anywhere else. I mean, just you have an idea of what you're going to see when you go to the Greensboro Coliseum, especially as much as we all have. But it was just a completely different feeling. The NCAA tournament to me is a lot like American Idol, where the first 2 weeks it's all fun and games, and that's the most entertaining. And then the real singers show up, and it's time to play ball, and it's not so entertaining because everybody's good. But man, was I wrong. That Kentucky-Kansas State game exceeded my expectations. The Pitt-Xavier game was as entertaining as any, and I just had a really, really wonderful time in Greensboro.
Well, it was good to see you, and thanks for sharing something good there. There goes Kyle, the Amazon driver.
before I see what's good with WD, let's go to Mark in Lexington, who's going to go see Three Doors Down. If he can tell us something good, Mark, go right ahead.
Well, the movie Pulp Fiction that you had referenced.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines ever.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that what now?
That's fantastic. Say what again? Thank you. What were you going to say? What were you going
to
say there?
I was going to say, if anybody wants to go through the easiest airport in the region, it's Greensboro.
It's absolutely true. Mark, spitting facts. Thanks for the call. Enjoy the show at Three Doors Down, either in Charlotte or in Raleigh. So many lines I could pull from this movie. Say what again? We could get into, what do they call a quarter pounder in France? There are a lot of great things you will enjoy.
I thought you were actually asking me, what do they call a quarter pounder?
You'll find out.
I bet I will. You I will. Can't wait.
Tell me something good.
Well, I got a couple of things. One, you already said it was my birthday this past weekend, so there's that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
A new episode of The Mandalorian drops at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So yeah, you can watch Pulp Fiction at around midnight since it's like a 3-hour movie.
That's true.
And then The Mandalorian.
But what I'm really happy about today, I'm happy for Ariel today.
Oh, goodness.
Because she doesn't have to end up with a goofball of a screw-up like Zach, who just screwed everything up.
Will's really upset.
He screwed everything up last night. Yeah. He's the bachelor.
Don't kiss and tell, man.
Don't. You never kiss and tell.
Yeah, that's it.
And you know what? Ariel deserves better than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Fantasy Suite Night on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And that's been Weekly Positivity.
Yeah. WD did get heated last night.
He screwed up everything.
He did. And he really liked Ariel.
But
he didn't want to look like a jerk at the end in ruining a date with Katie and then sending her right home. So we kept her around, even though Gabby pretty much is going to win this deal.
It would seem.
Just as long as he didn't royally mess it up with her in the process. He's either going to end up with Gabby or alone.
You're on the drive with Josh Graham, WSJS.
Before we get to a Bruce Springsteen theme, skips or plays with Hayes. Hayes Permar joining us now from Sports Channel 8. I need to see if I have an ally here on the Dabo Sweeney front, where Dabo said earlier today, while talking about wanting to have an international game for Clemson football, all we ever get to do is to go to Winston-Salem, as if Clemson, South Carolina is a place anybody ever wants to stay at. Even if you go to Clemson football games, you do not stay in Clemson. You stay in a superior South Carolina city, Greenville, which is also worse than Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hayes, are you ready to help join us in this battle that Dabo Sweeney has picked somehow, this battle between Winston and Clemson, South Carolina?
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Why are all these multimillionaire coaches taking shots at the Triad Cities? You got Boeheim at Greensboro, Dabo with Winston. I guess Nick Saban's going to like start taking shots at High Point next. Is that what it is?
Orange. I think you have to be a coach that has orange as one of your colors. So I'm looking out for Illinois. Illinois is probably, Brett Bielema is going to fire some shots at Advance or your favorite place, Pofftown.
I was going to say, as long as nobody steps to Pofftown, then that's when it gets serious. That's when we stop making jokes and start settling things the way they need to be taken care of.
Yeah, that's when we start buying armor.
It is interesting. First, has he ever been to Old Salem? I mean, it's like Europe over there.
That's where
I
live.
What does he want? Go there and see the Old Moravian stuff during Christmas. You'll feel like you're in Europe, Dabo. Just come on.
I live in Old Salem. I can vouch for that.
If Dabo wants to play in Hawaii, I'm sure the University of Hawaii would love to have Clemson come out there. So Dabo, step on up, bud. You want he mentioned specifically Brownell gets to go to Hawaii. If you want to go to Hawaii, I guarantee you the Rainbow Warriors would love to have you out there. So put your money where your mouth is and take your team to Hawaii, Dabo.
Yeah, there's nothing that lacks more self-awareness than a Clemson football coach complaining about what the Clemson basketball coach gets.
That was Hayes Permar.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. Hayes Permar is with us here. Do you feel
didn't he have a huge rivalry with an in-state person? Aren't those the times that you're supposed to take shots? Like, all you get to do is go to Columbia? It's sitting right there, Dabo.
That's what
I
said.
The problem with the ACC?
We're
beating up each other, where it's an easy chance to take a shot at a no culture, nothing to do, all concrete, hot, sweaty, nasty, gross, barely a college town, Columbia. Dabo's got it right there, and he chooses to take shots at cool, up-and-coming Winston-Salem. I got beef.
At least he didn't take shots at, you know, Raleigh's pizza scene. At least he didn't do that. Do you feel like we got enough clarity or that we've got closure on this John Calipari NC State story? Did I help give us that? Or are we finished with this?
No, we don't quite have closure. And kudos to you for bringing it up to Cal, getting the what I believe is the latest piece of the puzzle, the name of Mellon Mushroom, or at least him to state it out loud. Like, anti-shout-outs to all the haters who are like, oh, I've heard the story before. Like, I know. I've heard it. But that's the whole point is you took the story that we had all heard and you took it to Cal and had him answer directly for it. So kudos to you. And
yeah, I never heard Cal talk about it. Has anyone ever heard Cal talk about this before? Or is this just internet rumor speculation?
Matt Jones told us one time what Cal had told him. He said he was getting it from Cal, but no, to your point, and this is where I was giving you credit, step up and ask Calipari a silly pizza question because it pertains to the state of North Carolina, and that's where they were, and that's what you cover. I thought it was a perfect question. So what has not been settled is the rumor was it wasn't the quality of the pizza. It was that Lee Fowler dipped him on the bill, like expected Calipari to pick up his own two slices, and that was the big warning sign of like, oh man, what's going to happen when I ask for this or that if I'm dealing with this guy who won't even pay $5 for pizza out of his pocket. And then the rumors, well, maybe there were some players there, so Fowler was trying to avoid, paying for everybody, which could have been a recruiting violation, and therefore Cal getting paid for slips through the cracks. I don't know. So that isn't quite resolved, but I do think maybe we've exhausted the issue if we have not resolved it.
Yes, but at least we know the name of the place now.
Mellow Mushroom.
That's right.
I literally just drove by it during the phone call. They got a nice outdoor patio. And also, there used to be Mellow Mushroom is a great chain joint. For chain pizza, it's very good. It does really well in, like, college towns or, like, towns with, like, a funky vibe. And I was probably a teenager, wide-eyed, knew-nothing teenager, very inexperienced in the ways of the world. Like, let's just say your dad, Dare Officer Scott Graham, would have been very, very proud of how teenage Hayes carried himself. But it took me, like, a dozen times eating at Mellow Mushroom and maybe getting into being, like, 20 or 21, where I had to wake up or, look up and was like, wait a minute. The whole theme of this place is like an acid trip. And it was funny. I ate there for years and dozens of times without picking up on that's what the whole vibe of Mellow Mushroom is.
Hold up. What? I'm just kidding.
Stop.
Now let's get to skips or plays with Hayes. Bruce Springsteen theme edition since he's going to be in Greensboro on Saturday.
Hayes Permar is somewhat of a Renaissance man, an expert in the finer things. But he hangs his hat on music.
Loves his God, and he's no friend of Satan.
He was like, 06, getting busy with his sticks, been watching Big Mike and Lil Trick.
And Trip.
I just need a Zion and someone he can dunk on.
Today, Hayes will decide if this music is smash or trash, glows or blows. It's time for skips or plays with Hayes.
I don't know how Hayes feels about Bruce Springsteen, honestly, so we'll see where this goes.
I respect him. I don't love him as much as some sports writers. I hope we get Jack and Diane in this, or maybe Small Town. I'm really hope we hear those.
We'll see what WD has dug up for us to listen to here. What is the
making Springsteen fans mad already.
Yeah. What is the first Springsteen song.
We will start off with Thunder Road.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison sang.
Hayes is a sucker for piano.
Hey, that's I do piano. Like piano. Does Bruce play this, by the way? Can Bruce play the piano?
I've never seen him on a piano ever, so I would say no. I bet you that's the E Street Band piece.
And I'm skipping this. To your point, I love piano, and oftentimes when I hear a piano song and it's like clear and you don't have to have the bass or everything distorting it, like I'll sit down and try and figure it out. I've never felt compelled to sit down and try and figure out Thunder Road. Not because I couldn't do it. I could. I'm that smart. But because it's not that good a song, so we're skipping it.
Hated it.
I'm looking up video of Bruce Springsteen performing Thunder Road to see if he's playing it on the piano or on the guitar. Would that change your opinion of whether it's a skip or a play?
No, I'd respect him if he did it, but it seems like he seems like a guy who would like learn how to bang one of his piano, like play one of his songs on piano just so he could show it off.
He's playing it on guitar. He's playing it on acoustic guitar, so no, he doesn't know how to play that on piano. What's the next song?
So the next song, I was looking up like the top 100 Bruce Springsteen songs on Rolling Stone, and this one
was 100 songs.
This one was 69th.
Oh,
so
great,
nice.
Mellow Mushroom probably appreciates that joke.
Cadillac Ranch.
So wait, you're picking Bruce Springsteen songs you don't even know?
Yes.
That's quite an indictment on UWD that you can't play skips or plays with Hayes for Bruce Springsteen.
I've never heard Cadillac Ranch before, and I'm not sure that I'm dying to listen to it anymore. So it's a skip.
You chose a song in the 60s. How many artists do you think have 65 songs that are worth listening to? Like, how long is that list?
Know. I mean, not a
65.
Lot. 65!
You know, 69
specifically. Rolling Stones, do the Rolling Stones even have 100 songs?
Billy Joel could do it. The Beatles could do it.
No, he couldn't. Billy Joel couldn't do 100. He's got 30.
Oh, no, he could do 65. He could do 65.
I don't know, man. That's a lot. Like, Greatest Hits, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And, I mean, I don't know how much more Joel I need.
I got angry Bruce fans in my mentions already saying, he wrote the entire Thunder Road album on a piano. Okay, cool. What is the last song here that's bound to be 0 for 3?
Oh, it's not going to be 0 for
3. We'll see. We'll see if you choose the one I think you're going to do.
It was his first big hit.
Uh-huh.
Born to Run.
Uh-oh. When he started with Born, I thought you might be going in a different direction that might have been skippable, but I defy you to skip Born to Run.
I like Born in the USA, even though it's so often misused. But now Born to Run is a banger. Like, it comes out of the gate strong. It's a great riff. This is a play. And back when vinyl was at its least cool, like before vinyl started becoming cool again, like late 90s when like CDs were all the rage, in one of my college houses we decorated a whole room with records. Like, you could get great records at the thrift store for like 10 cents a piece, and so we would go find all classic records and put them up along this one room. So I had Beatles records, whatever, and I had Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run up there, and then every now and then once later I got a record player and then I actually listened to it. I was like, that's a pretty good album, so I'll give that a play.
Hayes Permar.
With Bruce in mind, who's on the top of your music Mount Rushmore, or like who have you not seen that you would like to see? Who's at the top of the list?
That's a great question.
Because we were talking about this last hour. I'll filibuster to give you a second to think. I love, even though it's controversial to say, I love Kanye West's music. So I would love to see Kanye. I would love to see Taylor Swift. I would love to see The Killers as a band. They're very high up on that list.
But I've seen a lot of them. I saw Paul McCartney in Winston. I saw Billy Joel with you. I've seen the Avets many times. Coldplay.
Clarification: does this have to be like? Does this have to be a concert that's still possible?
Yes.
Like,
I can't yes. Nirvana, we're not. Right? No. No. Okay, no. Okay, like okay. WD was pulling like, Michael Jackson and others who had passed away. I'm like, right, it's not right, as fun right, to right. say. I would love to see Frank Sinatra. It's not what we're doing here.
No, you're right. So I'm excited. I've got tickets to Dreamville. Well, I wouldn't say Drake is or Usher at the top of my list, but it will be cool to see them in my home city of Raleigh, North Carolina. I think I got tickets to see the formerly the Dixie Chicks. I've never seen the Chicks before, but now I've got a pretty good list. Like I saw Prince, I saw Kanye, I've seen some. I guess maybe
you saw
like
Kanye.
I saw Kanye in L.A. In like 2005.
Whoa!
I think Jamie Foxx showed up on stage. It was a pretty cool concert.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Does Outkast count? I'm not sure if they were going to do a concert together. But
oh no, they did a concert a few years ago together. My brother was at the concert when they got back together at what's the really really popular music festival? Coachella. They performed at Coachella a few years ago. My brother was there for it.
Interesting. All right. So I might say them, or there was somebody else that I thought was would be pretty strong.
Bob Dylan?
And, it escaped me.
I turned down Bob Dylan tickets at Red Rocks. It's a big regret that I had. Someone said it would ruin me to see him.
I've seen Paul Simon. So he would be on my list if I hadn't seen him. I can't really think of anybody else.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, let's go Outkast. Although I swear I had somebody else in mind just a second ago, and I was trying to filibuster to think of it again myself. But well, I'll stick with Outkast. That's my final answer.
Ace Permar, thanks for the time, my friend. Oh, WD's going to watch Pulp Fiction for the first time
finally.
This week. We've prepared him. We prepared him. We made him watch one Tarantino movie before, and it was Iron Eagle trying to come up with what type of movie was Iron Eagle trying to find for you really quick?
WD needs more of a thinking man's picture.
That's right. That we thought, and when he was asked about whether he saw Shawshank and was able to answer the question yes, which is the first time he's ever answered a question, have you seen this fill-in-the-blank movie with yes, I thought that meant he was ready. He was ready for Pulp Fiction since he'd seen a movie that had been recommended to him. It was his birthday over the weekend, so it feels like a gift, and it's a thinking man's picture, which Iron Eagle said we needed to find for him.
I'm surprised Iron Eagle didn't suggest a musical. Iron Eagle is a big, big musical guy.
Good to
next
know.
Time you have him on, I expected to ask him about it. Maybe West Side Story is one of the best musical movies. There's a couple others out there. But no, Pulp Fiction is great. I saw it. I obviously wasn't old enough to drink a beer when it came out in the theaters. But when it came out in theaters, I was in this small historic theater in Raleigh that I think some people are hoping to reopen soon called the Rialto. And my parents would take me to like art and indie flicks, and most of them you had to read subtitles, and I would get very bored at. But Pulp Fiction was obviously different. And the cool part, early in the movie, they talk about taking a trip to Europe, and he's telling them all the differences in Europe. And he's like, did you know in the movies there, you can get a glass of beer right there in the movies? And I'm sitting in, at that point, the only theater in my life that had a movie theater that served beer. So everybody had kind of a chuckle to each other because people were actually in a theater in America that served beer. But WD, if you don't like Pulp Fiction, maybe find somebody else to do this segment in the future.
There you go. Sounds good. See you, Hayes.
See you, guys.